Good evening, everybody. Good morning, wherever you are. Thank you for joining me. I'm sitting in for George Norrie. My name is Dave Schrader. Tonight, we're talking about alien hybrids. Barbara Lamb, my guest this evening. She's the author of Meet the Hybrids, The Lives and Missions of ET Ambassadors on Earth. Barbara, do these hybrids, do these aliens that are here visiting us, are they willing to step in if a World War III were to break out? Are they going to make some grand gesture to try to save us and help us at that moment?
Are you asking if the ETs would step in or the hybrids?
Either one.
Well, I know the hybrids definitely do not want world war. They're totally opposed to war anyway, and are working to try to help people be more peaceful and to accept one another, to realize that we're not only one humanity, but we're one with all life in the cosmos. And this is a really very important theme with them. There is, which they, something they discuss, and other people have discussed it too, and that is the extraterrestrials. Many of them, not all of them, but many of them have a plan of non-interference, or a principle of non-interference. And that means that they can see all these terrible things going on Earth, and they know that we have to work it out for ourselves, that they can't just intervene and make everything right for us. We have to be self-responsible. So this is a very, very important thing. The one event in which they would intervene, they would stop, is if we really start setting off nuclear explosions. Because not only would that be devastating for humanity and all life on Earth, but the radiation from that rises up out of our solar system and would be affecting other planets, even though they're incredibly far away. So they definitely do not want to see us exploding nuclear devices.
All right, we'll take your calls. Barbara, we have to take a quick break. We'll take calls from listeners if they have specific questions, concerns, or thoughts that they'd like to share with you. We'll do that next here on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm your host this evening, Dave Schrader. My guest, Barbara Lamb. Barbara, are you ready to take some calls?
I am. I'd be glad to.
Excellent. Let's begin, shall we? Wild card, line one, John, Palm Harbor, Florida. Welcome to Coast.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Barbara. I enjoyed the show tonight. I have a question, though, in regards to genetic testing for these individuals. There's all kinds of people that have physical abnormalities, genetic deformities, different problems that are, you know, easy to diagnose. If these hybrids are really hybrids, I would think as a professional, you would want to make sure you were treating them for the right, what regression or disorder or whatever it could be. And there's so many hybrids out there. I'm willing to pay for a genetic test for any hybrid that you choose.
Wonderful.
That will come forward and take the test just so we can get concrete proof and evidence, not something that's a physical disorder, as to who these people are and what can be done to help them.
Well, that would be wonderful. I would totally welcome it, and I wonder how we can facilitate this.
Well, John, we'll let you leave an address, an email address, with our producer after we're done with your call, and perhaps we can put you in touch with Barbara to see if we can coordinate that. But I'm curious, John, so if you paid for the test and were involved in this, and it did indeed prove that the DNA was not, in fact, all human, what would that mean to you, and what would you want to do with that information?
Well, I have a huge stake in this from the area of schizophrenics. And without getting into, you know, a long dissertation, I've done a lot of research on it, and I have a family member that has it. And we are so close to figuring out an organic cause for this. We're right there. But there's other things, that patterns that they follow. They all follow the same hallucinations, the devil, God, this and that, you know, the same thing. And I see the same pattern with people that have regressed memories. It's all on the same kind of line. And is it organic or is it something else? That's what a lot, you know, that's what the question's been for a long time. And I'd like to see just what genetic abnormality there is, or what kind of extra DNA is in these hybrids that cause them to have these experiences. And is it true? That's the easy way to prove it. If they're hybrids, there'll be something that's definitely different, because they couldn't go to the hospital and have a blood transfusion or have an operation with any kind of different, you know, blood phenotypes. So that's, you know, all I'm interested in is doing, finding out whether it's true or not.
Thank you, John. I'll put you on hold. We'll see if we can get the lovely Gina to get your information, and we'll pass that on to Barbara Lamb. You know, that's an intriguing aspect, Barbara. If you have this and you're able to test this and get this out and into the public, is that something that you want to do? And then moreover, what happens if it comes back and there's absolutely no trace that there's any alien DNA involved? If their answer to you is then, well, of course, Barbara, because we've developed it to hide so that it can't be detected, would you continue to believe, or would you start to call BS on this?
Well, oh boy, that's a challenging question. Well, I would like to have that substantiation, that proof, and I think they would like that too. One thing I do know is that these eight people, whether we could prove that they're hybrids or not, they are lovely, loving, benevolent people who mean terrifically well, and they're really helping a lot of people. I would like to trust that they are hybrids. So far, I do believe them. I do trust them. But it's always good to have that kind of physical proof. So if John, the listener, will come through and pay for tests for them, if we can work that out, that would be wonderful. And I really do think that each one of these hybrids would welcome that as well.
All right, let's go to wild card line 2, Stacy in Massachusetts. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Even though it's, first of all, a little late in the month, I want to say Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is just like a thought or something. Like, so I've been hearing you talk, and when the alien ETs take human beings as humans on their ship to do what they have to make hybrids, I feel like they're violating the human beings because they have no say in it. And, I mean, don't the ETs mate with each other like we do to have their own kids? Or if they have to put the embryo in the tank, like you said, for gestation, why can't they implant it in the female ET, you know, instead of putting it in back in the female human female?
Oh, boy, those are great questions. Well, for one thing, one of the things that I've learned through the years is that many of the extraterrestrials do not have a womb the way that we do. So physiologically, they would not be able to have an embryo implanted into a womb if they don't have one. And they seem to have a whole different way of reproducing. A lot of them do.
Right. Well, why not just take the eggs, cull, and do what they need to do and develop them the way they normally would with their own offspring?
Well, you know, I don't know the answer to that. They must do some other procedure, obviously, because as far as we know, they've been existing for a long, long period of time. But some of them seem to reproduce with an egg, like some of our birds, like all of our birds do. And that would be a whole different way of reproducing. But there's another thing, too, that I've heard through one of my clients and the regression. I've heard an extraterrestrial say that when they take an egg from a human woman and create a hybrid embryo, that because that embryo is partly human, let's say one half human, that needs the gestation in the human mother. Just like when the human or the hybrid is born from the gestation tank later on the ship, it needs to be held by the human mother because of that human component in the newborn hybrid child. So they will take the mother and sometimes the human father on the ship again and make sure that that parent will hold and nurture, even nurse, if it's a mother, if she's able to nurse. And that's an interesting thing, too. Some of my clients back in the 1990s were talking about this sort of thing in my monthly experiencer support group. And three of the women in the group said, you know, it's really strange that after 9 months after I thought I was pregnant and then lost the pregnancy, in other words, it was taken by the ETs, that about 7 to 9 months later, they found themselves lactating. Now, that would be an impossibility here as a human if you were not pregnant for 7 months, let's say, and then suddenly you started lactating. That wouldn't happen. So they wondered why it was happening to them. And then when we went on to do some more regressions, we found out that they were taken.
Well, if I could stop you, Barbara, I don't believe that to be necessarily true. Unfortunately, I lost a child in a miscarriage situation.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And she did begin lactating 6 months later.
Really?
And when we had asked the doctor about it, he said that this is actually kind of normal because there are still hormones left in your system. And if they're not always processed out, that can cause different situations. There are people that have false pregnancies where they take on the weight and their breasts begin to swell and the hormones are triggered. Mm. So that can happen without it being an alien intervention, unless of course it was something I didn't know about and somewhere I fathered Mork from Mork on another planet somewhere. But I don't believe that to necessarily be that type of situation. But I think physiologically, and maybe if we have any doctors or nurses out there that can attest to that and give us a call, I'd be interested to hear if that is true, or was I given a string of baloney as well?
Well, that's very interesting information. I appreciate your sharing that.
Certainly. Let's go wildcard line three. Thomas in Texas, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, Thomas, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. To be honest, and Barbara, thank you for explaining. This is hard for me. I don't know how to really explain the things I know, but I do. Let me first off say that I'm a Pleiadian, a being of light. Most people refer to us as angels.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So are you a straight up Palladian, Thomas, or are you a hybridized Palladian?
A hybridized, I believe, because, okay, let me explain how it happened. I'm a very intellectual person. Mm-hmm. I study a lot. I read a lot. I do a lot of things. And I was.
But you're not sure if you're. But you're not sure if you're a 100% Palladian or if you're hybridized?
It's hard to explain. Okay, let me explain how it happened. My mind opened up on Friday the 13th of all days.
Mm-hmm.
Of November of this past year. Now, how to explain it, I do not know. But what you would say, a visionary. I can see things ahead of. It's hard to explain.
Have precognitive motions, right?
Huh?
You have precognition. You can see things that haven't happened quite yet.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I know it sounds weird, and I know you probably would think I'm crazy about what I say. That's why I'm afraid to tell people, because I don't know how they would. I'm sorry. I'm really scared. I'm really scared. I don't know how it happened. All I know is that I feel so alone, you know. At times, I feel so alone. I'm different from others. I've always been an outcast. People have always pushed me aside. Let's just say I'm kind of rebellious in nature. Yeah. I know it sounds messed up.
Well, Thomas, you know, first of all, if we're listening to Barbara and her theories and philosophies are true, then you're not alone. And we do have links to Barbara's websites and to the research that she's done. You can, I'm sure, reach out. She's always interested in talking and dealing with people that are hybrids or alien in nature. And if you'd like to reach out, I'm sure that's a good way. I apologize that you felt isolated and alone and perhaps bullied throughout your life. And I hope that that will go away and that whatever awakening you're having now will somehow fulfill you and make you feel better. Thank you for calling in this evening, Thomas. Is that something, Barbara, you hear about when you talk to people that believe that they're hybridized? Do they have precognitive abilities? Do they fit these kind of realms where they feel like they've been, pardon the pun, alienated through most of their life?
Yes, well, our 8 hybrids definitely felt really different when all of their lives. And when they were children, they felt so different than everybody else, even people in their family, and they didn't understand it. And there just didn't seem to be anybody like them. And it was a very painful, lonely thing, like this man is expressing, this caller.
Doesn't that seem strange to you, then, that they're repopulating parts of our planet with these hybridized children and then not really preparing them properly with an understanding or giving them a sense of family or community? That's where it starts to, this hypothesis starts to fall apart for me.
Well, these people all have come to grips with that, but it's just that in children and the early years in school, they really felt different than all the other children. And often they had that sense that their parents weren't their real parents. Mm-hmm. They didn't know who their real parents were. I mean, it was very confusing and very lonely for them, and only, you know, after living years of their lives did they, you know, come into realization. And part of the coming into realization was that in some of their visits with the extraterrestrials, that the extraterrestrials would explain to them, you know, that they were made up of them, too, genetically. And that's why they felt so different. It's possible that the caller we were just talking to, could possibly have some hybridization in him. We'd have to know a lot more about that to determine that. But I do feel for him in feeling different and lonely. And, of course, that could be for other reasons, too. There are many people on Earth who are not hybrids, who I'm sure feel lonely and sort of separated from other people. So we'd really have to know a lot more about it, I think.
Right, and that's why you could probably be reached through your websites, is that right?
Yes.
And we've got links to that up at coasttocoastam.com, coasttocoastam.com. Check it out. We'll be back with more and more of your calls here on Coast to Coast. Phone lines are open. We're taking your calls, talking with Barbara Lamb, a licensed marriage and family therapist, certified hypnotherapist, and regression therapist in California. She specializes in regression therapy with people who have experiences and encounters with extraterrestrial beings. She's the co-author of the book, Meet the Hybrids, The Lives and Missions of ET Ambassadors on Earth. Is there any chance, Barbara, that the reason these aliens are mating with our people and hybridizing with our people because their races are dying out or their planets are dying out and they need a new place to live and a new way to carry on their genetic pool?
Yes, good question. Before I met these hybrids, I was very aware of that with the regular, what I call now the regular hybrid of hybrid program where they would create hybrids who would be raised on and live on the ship. And some of these extraterrestrial beings gave that as one of their reasons. Many of them, in fact, did. You see, I think there are quite a number of extraterrestrial species who are creating hybrids. And not all are creating them for living on Earth. But they do create them because, and they say, because they have lost their ability to reproduce from so many millennia, actually, of interbreeding, or they've lost their ability to reproduce by the great amount of space travel that they do. And in the space travel, they go through radiation areas and pick up some of the radiation, and that makes it difficult to reproduce when they've done that over enough time. So that's one of the reasons that some of them have given for the hybrid project. But those are not necessarily the hybrids that we're talking about who are living on Earth. But some of them, maybe that may be one of the reasons behind why some of these beings, you know, that our hybrids come from, are doing this. But with these hybrids, it seems to be that these beings know that Earth is in trouble, that humanity has always been having trouble, but now the stakes are higher because of the nuclear weapons. And also because we are ruining our environment anyway, even aside from the nuclear capability. And they really care about that. A lot of the species out there, I have learned, are really interested in planet Earth. For one thing, planet Earth itself is a magnificent place and has more elements, more features on it, oceans, mountains, rivers, streams, ponds, woods, lawns, meadows, etc., and more species of all kinds of animal life, plant life, insect life, bird life, and so forth, fish life, than all the other planets put together. That was something that was said to me, actually, by an extraterrestrial. So they care about the Earth itself and all the life forms on it and about humanity. So that's behind all of this program, I think, for developing hybrids.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue with your calls and more with our guest, Barbara Lamb, here on Coast to Coast AM. Let's continue now with calls for our guest, Barbara Lamb. We're going to go east of the Rockies. John in Toronto, welcome to Coast AM.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Barbara and Dave.
Hello.
My question is with regards to your work with regression and maybe helping with my personal experiences. When I was a child, for some reason, I nailed my curtains to the wall. And I'm in my mid-30s, experienced like sleep paralysis. And I get like a buzzing noise that gets louder, louder, louder. And as it gets louder, I'm like, uh-oh, I know it's coming. Here it is. And I've tried to research, you know, when you go into REM sleep, sometimes your body shuts off so you don't act out your dreams. But, you know, I get frozen for a while, and I don't know how long it is. I've never actually seen beings or have memories of being on a craft, but I feel like something is happening. And sometimes I feel like even this is a weird, like, information is somehow getting transmitted to me or something. I don't know if some of your clients have similar experiences or if you could help me understand this better.
Well, I think that the way to really find out about that, actually the only way that I really know of, is if you could find somebody who's trained in regression therapy and would be open to this subject and could actually do a regression or two to find out, you know, what is behind those symptoms that you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, because otherwise it's really difficult to know. And you have loads of company, I would say. There are many, many people who have symptoms, shall we say, like you're describing, things they just don't understand, and they don't happen every night, but they happen here and there, and they wonder too, you know, is something else going on? Because people don't always see the beings in the room. Very often they do. They don't always see light coming in the room, bright light, which is typical of many of these experiences, or even little dots of light coming in and flying around the room. So those are really strong clues that something like this is happening, but it's more subtle for some people. So I certainly can appreciate your being interested and wondering. And where are you located?
Toronto, Canada.
Toronto? Okay, I'm trying to think if I know of anybody in that area. I don't think I do, but perhaps you could do a little research and find out if there is somebody there. So it would be somebody who is trained to do regression therapy, hopefully a therapist rather than just a person who does some regressions, and somebody who would be open to exploring this sort of thing. Because sometimes people do regressions and they don't know about the subject, or they don't want to touch it, and so they'll kind of shut the person down rather than letting the regression actually develop the way that it should. So, it's good to be careful about the person you go to.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
I wish you well with that.
Yeah, John, thank you. Yeah, just check out, and there are some reputable places as well. So if you look into it, you'll be able to find those. Let's go west of the Rockies. Paul in Washington State, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Dave. Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, I wanted to ask, what are some of these occupations that these hybrids do? Because, we haven't really discovered any diseases has been solved, or sickness, or free energy, or pollution. That really hasn't been solved. And Barbara, you sound like my grandma, so I'm going to be really nice to you. But I mean, as an author, wouldn't you want to substantiate these beings before you said that they were hybrids, and we're just going on, your hypothesis that they could be, with all due respect? And for the guy down there in Houston, he's not alone. We all have these capabilities of precognitiveness. It's every, if you want to call it God, if you want to call it your alien spirit guide, whatever. We all get these as humans. We're just awakening to this fact now, and we all, coast to coast, should be accepting of that if we listen and believe this. But I'll just take my answer out there, because $2,000 wouldn't be a lot to get a blood test, especially some of these who live 60 years old. They could have, as if you believed you're a hybrid, you'd like to really, really know. And I'll take an answer out there. And you guys have a good night.
You too, Paul. Thank you.
Yes, well, fortunately, the previous caller, John from Florida, has offered to pay for DNA testing. So that's wonderful. And yes, we really would like to know. We would like to have that indication to back up all this, but putting together so many things about these people, the way they grew up, the physiological differences, the fact that they have experiences with the extraterrestrial beings whose genetics they have, and all the conversations that go back and forth there, and their skills. Yes, there are a lot of people who have psychic skills and healing abilities and so forth, but when we put that all together, that is, and getting to know these people, that is what has convinced my co-author and myself that they really are hybrids. But I totally agree with you and respect that the DNA testing would be really wonderful.
All right, let's go. First-time callers, we've got Deegan in Cincinnati.
Hello.
Deegan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what's your question for Barbara Lamb?
Well, my question for Barbara really is, do the grays have tails? And the reason I ask this is, when I was about 4 years old, I seen what I thought was a dog backing out of my closet. So I hollered dog, and what appeared to be a gray turned around and looked at me and started talking to me and started showing me stuff about, I don't know, different types of experiments and stuff. And then he went out to his craft, which was located on a long porch with a roof, sitting there like kind of just hovering. And he, as he went out, I went up to the closet, like, what was he doing in my closet? And I found what appeared to me to be a gun. And as he came back in, he took the gun from me and said, this doesn't fit your hand. It fits mine, which was, his fingers were way longer. So I couldn't do anything with it. And he kind of put it towards me and shot it, but I didn't feel anything. And then he went back in the craft. As he went back, he told me, he said, I'll see you again. But when I do, for me, it'll be just a minute, but for you, it'll be a long time. You'll be an old man.
Ooh.
So cut to the chase. I'm 50 years old. I'm asleep, and all of a sudden, he comes again, and he takes me to his craft, which is much larger. It's actually, you can see through it. It's like all glass. And I see people. I see all types of different beings on this craft. Then he takes us way off, and as we're leaving, I see the earth disappearing, getting smaller and smaller. And I say out loud, wow, this is neat. Is this thing nuclear? And when I did, everyone on the craft turned and looked at me.
Mm.
Didn't say a word. Nothing was said after that. But we went to another planet, and we're walking across. There was seven of us that were standing there at the control, and all seven of us were different beings. We get to this other planet. We walk across this long water, but it's not deep. And we get across, and when we do, there's what is a bush, and the guy that I call Dog says, come out, come out. And all of a sudden, these beings that are like, I don't know, 4 inches tall, but they're all like green, and they look like a cabbage patch, come out, and he said, see what I have created with you seven? You see what I have done? And we look at them, and they're just these beings that were so special. And we all look at each other, the seven that were at the command and control, the seven that were, I guess, taken from different planets, that he created this one being on this one planet. And as we were walking across, he said, what looks to you, Deacon, is a pond. This is their ocean. Back on the craft we go. He turns me loose. And as he does, he says, you think things are backwards, don't you? And I said, yes, I do. He said, the only thing that's backwards is you calling me dog. My name is God.
Mm, that's quite an experience.
My name is God is how he ended the story.
That was it.
My interesting. Name is God. Wow. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, Deegan. Fascinating. We've got a call west of the Rockies. One of the hybrids from your book, Deborah from Las Vegas. We're very short in time. Deborah, though, welcome to the show.
Hi, Barbara. It's Deborah. I'm one of Misha's friends. You met me at House of Alex.
Yes.
The hybrids.
Great. Yes, I remember.
Mm-hmm. How are you? I've been trying to get a hold of you on this line for a while now, and I just wanted to let everyone know that it really is true, and they do exist, and we live amongst everybody. I've been not having much contact now that I'm older. I think it's ramping down a little bit. I'm still getting a little bit of contact. And I just want to let everyone know that it's the real deal.
Well, thank you very much. That's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Deborah, as somebody that's a hybrid, what is your purpose? Have you spoken to your extraterrestrial parents? Have they given you any indication to what you're to do here?
Now, my mother is my birth mother, but my blood type doesn't match up with my father. I'm AB negative, and nobody else is. So
What about your ET
experiences?
Your ET father or benefactor, have they spoken to you at all?
I don't really know my father. I've been through the breeding process as well with the children, so I haven't really gotten a purpose. I think basically my purpose was just for the breeding too. I remember having to hold the babies like you were talking about prior.
Right.
So I'm not really sure on my purpose, Barbara. I still haven't gotten it yet.
Okay. Well, I just wondered if you have been giving some sort of service here, like the other hybrids that we have studied, but have you been doing a particular type of work here?
I work in the paranormal field. I'm an intuitive right now. I seem to be getting a little bit more of a ramp up on that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I really haven't found... I have a friend of mine that you know, Alex.
Yes.
And we went to get regressed together and found out that we were both hybrids and we're related.
Oh.
So, but we haven't really figured out why we're in Vegas, because neither one of us likes it here, but we seem to be stuck here.
Maybe Las Vegas needs some of your help.
Well, thank you.
I think it does. Yes,
thank you for calling in, Deborah.
I just wanted to say hi, Barbara, and good
thank
luck
you,
to
Deborah.
You.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
All right. Thank you. We've got literally about a minute and a half left. Well, not even at this point. But the book is Meet the Hybrids. What are you hoping people really get from this book? And what do you think they could take away from it?
Well, I hope that it will expand their horizons. Many people in the world don't even realize that there are extraterrestrials. This really brings attention to that. And then to the hybrids as well. And it's really a spiritual upliftment to read what these wonderful people have to say and how we are really all one in the universe and one with other humans and Earth, but we just don't realize it. And that, you know, life could be so much better, so much more wonderful if we would kind of get with this feeling of, you know, upgrading our consciousness and being more loving. These hybrids are emphasizing again and again, come from the heart and not come from the mind. And fill your heart with love and then send it out to all other beings. That's a big theme that every single one of them had. So my co-author, Miguel Mendoza, and I felt very inspired in interviewing these eight people and learning their whole point of view and the point of view of the extraterrestrials.
Well, that's great, Barbara. We're out of time. I appreciate your time this evening and staying an extra hour to take calls. Meet the Hybrids. We have links to Barbara's website and her book at Coast to Coast AM. When we come back, it's open phone lines. What do you want to talk about? We're right here on Coast to Coast AM.